New Medicare cards are coming soon, by Seema Verma, who is the CMS administrator. blog.cms.gov/2017/09/14/new-medicare-cards-r-coming-soon. As you may have heard, or perhaps you've seen a recent TV commercial, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services will soon be issuing every Medicare beneficiary a new Medicare card without Social Security numbers to prevent fraud, fight identity theft, and keep taxpayer dollars safe, and to help ensure that we always put the needs of patients first. It's unfortunate that criminals are increasingly targeting people age 65 or older for medical identity theft, including when someone illegally uses another person's Medicare number. An identity theft may bill Medicare for expensive services that were never provided, or overbill for provided services. This can lead to inaccuracies in medical records, which can mean delayed care or denied services for patients, and it impacts taxpayer funding. To help combat this, we'll be sending all Medicare beneficiaries a new card with a uniquely, randomly assigned Medicare number. It will consist of 11 characters, a combination of numbers and uppercase letters. Because it is randomly generated, there is no other connection to any other personal identifying information. This new number will replace the Social Security-based number currently used on all Medicare cards, and it's designed to protect the personal information of Medicare beneficiaries. We'll begin mailing the newly designed Medicare cards in April 2018, and we'll replace all cards by April of 2019. If you are a Medicare beneficiary, or soon will be, you don't need to do anything, and you can start using your new card as soon as you get it. When you get your new card, we'll ask you to safely and securely destroy your current Medicaid card. Make sure you bring the new card to your doctor's appointments and always keep your new number confidential. This will help protect your personal identity and prevent medical identity fraud, because identity thieves can't bill Medicare without a valid Medicare number. Additionally, you and your healthcare providers will be able to use secure online tools that we're developing that will support quick access to your Medicare number when needed. You'll be hearing a lot more about this initiative in the coming weeks and months. And we're also helping doctors and other healthcare providers get ready for the change. We want to make this process as easy as possible for everyone involved. Above all, we want to ensure that people with Medicare and healthcare providers know about these changes well in advance and have the information needed to ensure an easy transition to the new card.